Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hey, welcome to a loosey goosey bonus of an acquired taste podcast.
We're recording this the same day you're hearing it. Panic! Quick, everyone, panic!
So we forgot to do our book report. Oh my god, I need to learn everything about Alaska in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Quick, Kathleen, everything you know about Alaska, go.
Oh, it's cold. It's not attached to the continental United States. There used to be the Bering Strait that connected Russia to Alaska.
It's called the Bering Strait land theory.
And they catch a lot of salmon there. A lot of bears live there. And it's also the state where the most amount of people go missing every year.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. You're right that it's not connected to the continental United States. I thought you meant it's not connected to the continent. Like the whole continent. And I was like, but it is. But you're right. Not the U.S. part.
What was the state that you had to do for your state book report?
Oh, Wisconsin.
You did Wisconsin. Your own state?
I think so. We were really into Wisconsin.
So everybody did their own state? Like in my class, we were assigned. We had to pick or were assigned a state.
I think we all did Wisconsin. I feel like
I
we did.
Why.
I feel
That's
like
so
it, 'cause
funny.
I feel like I learned too much about Paul Bunyan and not enough about all of the serial killers that come from our state. 'Cause it was like fourth grade was the grade you learned about your own state. Ad nauseam.
Well, remind me again, who's Paul Bunyan? Did he chop down a lot of logs?
Paul Bunyan was a giant.
Oh.
And he walked around with Babe the Blue Ox. And he cut down a tree and it fell and created the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
But he's from Wisconsin.
Sensical.
I clearly stopped listening because I don't entirely know the whole deal with Paul Bunyan, but we're really proud of him. And there are some like Babe the Blue Oxes hanging around statue-wise in Wisconsin.
Michigan is the cereal state. Topeka is the capital of Kansas. Fourth grade states was one of my favorites.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I found it boring and awful.
What? Get out of here. No, I also had Georgia at one point, and I brought in my cassette player and then played Millions of Peaches for me as a part of my presentation.
Okay. So, gentle listener, by the way, we're just going to have a conversation. Yeah. There's no topic. Come Mm-mm. with us on this journey. Yeah. So, when I did summer stock, I only did summer stock for 1 year.
Yeah.
And my goal, because I had a hard time feeling like I belonged anywhere, was to insidiously inject the song Peaches by Presidents of the United States of America into everyone's mind.
Yeah.
Like, insert it.
It slaps. It's a hot bop.
It is. It does. It slaps. And so at dinner one night, we're all in the dinner area watching Simpsons and eating dinner, and I started humming to myself. And then I went and got my food. And then by the end of dinner, everyone was singing that song. And I was like, I do belong, by way of pissing people off with a song I injected into their brains.
You did it.
Yeah. You have to pay attention to me now. Kathleen, can I tell you something that happened to me at the train station this weekend?
Yes.
So I am really uncomfortable around other people, and it's gotten even worse, you know, since all of this quarantining has been going on. I haven't had practice.
You say?
This incident with an old man is why I need people around me at all times to chaperone me.
Oh,
so here's what happened.
Oh, okay.
So it's not sad. It's just funny and stupid. So I was waiting for my train to be called. And the day previous, we had gone to Dennis's parents' house. And they had sent me home with a bottle of water. And I usually like to use a reusable water bottle, but, you know, you do what you can. So it was one of those cheap bottles of water where the plastic is so, so thin.
Yes.
And so
exactly
it's like the kind you can like fold in half when it's empty.
Yes. So you could like pound it into your head and it would just easily fall, fold up and not even hurt.
Exactly. So whenever I have one of these water bottles, when I'm done with it, I crumple it in my hand. I take the lid off, crumple it in my hand, and then put the lid back on. So when I throw it into the recycling, it stays really small.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. It's an air technique.
Yeah, totally. So I'm finishing drinking this bottle of water at Penn Station. And as I'm drinking it, I see this short, tiny, frail old man, and he's looking at me, and he has this, he's wearing a mask, but he has this really friendly smile in his face, like in his eyes. I can see him smiling.
He's smizing.
Yeah, he's smizing. So I smile back at him because I'm a friendly person. I like old people.
Yeah.
But as I smile back at him, I realize that my muscle memory has kicked in. And so my hand is already crumpling this water bottle in my hand. So from this old man's perspective, he sees a giant woman smile at him and then, while still making eye contact, crush a water bottle in her bare hands.
You looked enraged.
Yes. So then...
like you're going to beat him to a pulp and take his lunch money.
Yes. So as this is happening and I realize what's happening, I started giggling to myself and I can't stop giggling. And then I realize that I'm giggling and it makes me giggle even harder. And then I realize that I'm still looking at him and giggling even harder.
Oh my
God. So what this poor old man is now seeing from his perspective is a giant woman smile at him, making eye contact, crush a water bottle in her bare hand, and then start laughing maniacally. This poor old man is probably shaken. Oh, I felt
you are all of a sudden Margot Robbie in Birds of Prey. You're that character, you know, like that.
Like
you get the two-tone pigtails and you're going crazy and you're like, crush, 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 crush.
I looked psychotic. And so then, like, because I felt awful, I started walking away, but I was still giggling. And there wasn't very far that I could go because it was Penn Station in this area wasn't very big. So I was just going in a circle. So now this poor old man sees, he has this giant woman look, because he was a little short, so I look huge to him. Make eye contact with him, smile, crush a water bottle in her bare hand, start laughing maniacally, and then walk in circles, still laughing while he's watching. And I must have just looked insane.
Bethany, it happens to the best of us. It's okay. You know what? It's okay. It's like when you see your friend down the street and you wave, but the person walking towards you thinks you're waving at them and they wave back. And you're like, oh, not you, but I hope you have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, you too. Yeah. Oh. So, I'm just working on practicing being around people. Oh.
That poor little old man. Yeah, I think we all could use like a little, I don't know, a quick refresher. There should be an online course for free. I think Facebook should sponsor it.
I agree with that. So Kathleen, you said you and your brother are in a fight. What's going on? I love other people's drama.
God, I'm in a fight with my brother. Okay, Bethany, this is what happened. I was waiting at my mom's house. My brother and my mom were picking up dinner. And her phone, she left her phone at home by accident. Ping, ping, ping. It's going off.
Okay.
So I walk over to the phone because I'm trying to browse Pinterest in silence.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, what is going on? Who's trying to contact her? And it's my brother. And he was probably inside the restaurant texting her while she's waiting in the car. That's taking a lot of time. So I know her passcode. So I open it up to text him back. Mommy left her phone at home.
Yeah.
She's not getting these messages. And I see... the last thing that he texted her.
Oh, no.
And it's my name. And he said something really shitty about me. And I know that he didn't mean it, but I probably could have just pretended like I didn't see it and life would have been totally fine and I would have forgotten about it eventually. But in that moment, I was so enraged that I packed up my stuff. I got in my car. I started pulling out of the driveway as they were pulling back in. And then I put my car in park and I got out and I started screaming like, I saw the phone and how dare you and blah, blah, blah. And okay. And then I did something really creepy after that.
Okay. Wait, can we pause for one quick second?
Yeah.
Can you say the nature of what he had said about you? Like what it pertained to without getting too specific?
It had something to do with money.
Okay.
And that's all I can say.
Okay. Money.
It had something to do with financials.
Okay. Gotcha.
And anyway, I lost it. I was totally enraged and I told him, and then I was driving away and I get a pop, 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 pop. And that's the Ring camera because my mom and my brother are standing at the front door. So then I opened up the Ring camera and I can listen to their conversation.
No! First of all, these two need to figure out to not be so obvious about the way that they are always being watched. They should know that.
They're always being watched by me and the government. So then I listen to their conversation at the front door as I'm driving home. And he's like, well, it is what it is. I'm not going to apologize. And Bethany... So this whole thing has spiraled. I know I'm in the wrong. I know it was really creepy what I did with the Ring camera, but like, I don't think it was a big deal that I opened up my mom's phone to text him back, like, mommy left her phone at home.
Sure, no, not at all.
And so now I am demanding from my brother that he pay me back for 5 years worth of Netflix. I'm like, oh, okay. So how about you pay me for, I'll throw in HBO and Hulu for free, but you owe me $360 for 5 years Absolutely. Of your half of Netflix.
If he's going to criticize your finances, but he's getting Netflix for free because of you,
for free.
Pay up. Yep.
Pay up, motherfucker.
Pay up, hot birds. Pay up.
I know I'm being a real petty bitch, but like, do you fight with your siblings still in your adult life?
No, but my family also, we don't talk about anything. We don't like to talk about issues. We push them down. So, no.
Gotcha.
But what we probably should. I think it would be healthier.
Had you, let's say the roles were reversed and you saw something that your sisters talk shit about you to your mom on a text message, would you say anything?
Absolutely. Yes, okay. But I would be really passive aggressive about it because I love the sense of righteous indignation when you know that you're in the right.
Yeah.
Like when you know that someone else messed up and you're in the right, the sense of being mad at them is so delicious. And so if I caught, let's say I caught Nicole, my sister, talking shit about me to my mom.
Yeah.
And she didn't know I knew.
Oh God.
And now this is doubly fun because I know they both listen to the podcast. I would probably text something like let's say Nicole was like, Bethany's awful with her money.
Yeah.
I would text Nicole and I would be like, hey, should we go in on grandma's birthday present? Do you think I can handle that money-wise or am I too awful at money? And then I would leave it. And then if she responded, I just wouldn't respond for like kind of a long time.
Yeah. You know what? That's exactly what I did. I said, oh, you're so concerned about my finances?
Yeah.
I want 5 years worth of Netflix and I'm changing the password. Get your own Netflix. Peace.
Absolutely, Kathleen. Oh, here's another thing that I would do. Here's another thing I would do. Okay, if I was you, I would not have let them know that I saw the Ring Cam footage. I would have downloaded the Ring Camera footage. I would have burned it onto a CD.
Yeah.
And then the next time we were all supposed to get together at your mom's house, I would come early. I would put that CD in the TV and I would have it playing on the TV on loop so that they would come in and see their own behavior on widescreen.
It would have just been me, Bert, going, well, it is what it is. Not going to apologize on a loop.
On a loop. Kathleen, you're making big changes in your life.
Yeah.
You're moving to a new home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but if I were you, as I was decorating my new bathroom, I would get a new Brush toothbrush to match my bathroom color.
Bethany and I just discovered that Brush, in addition to their black, their white, and their pink, they now have red, and it is gorgeous.
Brush looks beautiful, but even better, it works so incredibly well. My visits to the dentist have been so much better ever since I started using Brush because it's a sonic toothbrush without the sonic toothbrush price.
I just changed over my replacement heads to be shipped to my new address, and I charged up my Brush here, and then I moved my charging dock over to my new place because I know how long that Brush lasts after you charge it. It lasts more than a month.
They have 6 unique modes on every toothbrush to customize your brushing experience. So if one day you want to get a deeper clean or a whitening clean, another day you can get a gentle clean, all from the same toothbrush. And like Kathleen does, you can get your heads replaced on a subscription program so you're never going to forget to change that brush head again. You get them every 6 months so you're never stuck using a worn down brush head.
And I love that they have the 2-minute timer so you know when to switch to the next quadrant of your mouth. It's like a fun game.
My only request, Brush, if you're listening, instead of like a little gentle beep, I would like the toothbrush to say, enhance quadrant 2, like in those heist movies where they're trying to catch the bad guys and they're looking at the digital footage.
I love my Brush. I love it more than my husband, as I told somebody on an email recently. So, gentle listener, don't take our word for it. Let your teeth do the deciding and get 15% off of your Brush toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use the promo code TASTE at Brush.com.
That's 15% off using the promo code TASTE at Brush.com.
You know what? He did apologize.
Was it sincere?
This was all over text message. Like, they couldn't even call me, which I'm kind of pissed about. But
so was your mom agreeing with him?
No, she's not agreeing with him. But she's also like, leave me out of this type situation.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I've yet to accept his apology. But we, you know, and I know that we're really mad at each other because I stopped sharing my location with him and he stopped sharing his location with me.
Wow. This is truly a 21st century fight.
And we are a family that tracks each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your brother, I hope your brother is in a state of constant paranoia now because he needs to know that you are in control of so many things regarding your mother's home.
I'm going to send that motherfucker an invoice for everything that I fix at her house. My hours, billable hours, are being sent to my brother now.
You also did designed and did his bedroom and also his other bedroom in her house.
Bethany.
Because doesn't he get two bedrooms?
There was a taste bud who wrote about a similar issue on our Facebook fan page. And it was about Mother's Day, which was yesterday. And it was just like, taste buds, I've been in a really bad place with my mom over the years, but, you know, like, we didn't talk for a long period of time, but now we're kind of better. And I went to go see her for Mother's Day, and I asked specifically that we not talk about politics. And, you know, it was fine at first, and then all of a sudden she's got to bring it up, and I'm, like, trying to sway the conversation. And I left her house before we even had a chance to go out to lunch. And it's just like... There are some things and some people that never change. And my brother is a genuinely good person. I think that he said something out of anger and he didn't mean it. And I'm being a jerk and like making like it much longer than it needs to be.
But, you know, but your feelings got hurt.
My feelings are very hurt. I'm very heartbroken. But it's just like there are some people in your family that it's easier if you accept that they're just never going to change and you just accept them the way they are, not for the sake of them, but for the sake of your aggravation towards them.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know?
And like, you know, it also is probably, this whole thing is probably touching a nerve about a larger issue because you have said in the past that you feel like your brother is the favorite child.
Oh, big time. Big time favorite child.
And so to be criticized by the heir apparent is like extra hurtful because he's punching down is probably what it feels like, you know?
My God. I am just airing all of my dirty laundry today.
You know what? If we edit it out, let us know. Charlotte will edit it out. I'll edit it out. It'll be a shorter episode, but you know.
Let's end this on a more positive note.
Sure.
Okay. This comes from newscientist.com, which I forgot to cancel my subscription. And now they just charged my card $50. So I'm going to use it every single podcast.
Don't say that because this is why I keep asking Dennis because he has Verizon. I really want him to get a trial for Discovery Plus so that I can watch all my ghosty shows.
I'll send you my password.
And he won't do it.
I'll send you my password.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He won't do it because like you can get it for free for like 6 months if you're a Verizon customer. But he's like, then I'll forget to cancel it and then I'll have all this money. And I'm like, but cancel it because I really need to watch my ghosty shows.
Just be aware, though, next time you get into a fight, I'm going to demand that you pay me for your portion of the Discovery Plus.
The next time I say live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. My new neighbors in my condo, what's the rug that you put in front of your door?
They're like front doormat?
Yeah, it says live, laugh, love. And I texted Bethany, I was like, look at my new neighbors.
I'm like, sorry, I made you like this. I'm so sorry.
Okay. From newscientist.com, there's a psychological trick that can help you live longer. And it's really easy. All you have to do is act younger than your age. You just have to act more youthful.
My mom's been doing that since she was 20.
Scientifically proven that if you have a more joyful, young attitude about life, that you will quite literally live longer than people who act older than their age.
That's incredible. I think we all know people who have been middle-aged since they were young.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how old my mom is now. My mom truly behaves like a 25-year-old.
And like, she does.
In the best way. Like, she's mature and she handles her stuff. But like, she's also just like, hey, let's pick up and go to France.
And your mom is curious.
Yeah, so, so curious and keeps learning.
That is one of the things that this article points out. It says young people, for them, their time seems unlimited. So yes. They're motivated to pursue knowledge about the physical and social world. They're always looking to make new connections. And as a result, they tend to be more enthusiastic and outward looking and sociable than their parents and their grandparents. They are also more superficial and impulsive and emotionally fragile, but older people, meanwhile, they feel like they have fewer years, so they turn away from exploring to concentrate on finding, you know, meaning in life, emotional intimacy, and sharing their wisdom. So if you just throw caution to the wind,
yeah,
you'll live longer.
I really want us to come out with a line of shirts that says emotionally fragile, though. Because I feel like you and I both kind of are.
Like sometimes I feel like a Magnum ice cream bar where I have this hard shell on the inside, but it doesn't take much for that vanilla ice cream to melt and come pouring out.
Yeah. You just tap me a little bit and I start sobbing ice cream all over the place. You know it's not good. No, that's brilliant. That's really interesting. I knew somebody in high school who already dressed like she was middle-aged.
Oh,
and I also know people who are in their like 50s, 60s, 70s. Who are just the youngest people. They're just like, we're all going around, we're having fun, and we're trying new things, and we're doing stuff, and we're staying up to date on things, and, you know, life, life, life.
Yeah, live, laugh, love.
They're living and they're laughing and they're loving, but not in an ironic way.
But, you know, dress younger. Just, if you're 65, don't shop at the junior section.
You shop at the junior section.
No.
You get those mom jeans that you wear because they're trendy, not because you wore them 20 years ago. It's like, you know,
it's like when you see an old lady with a shirt that says like awesome, sawsome, and there's like, you know, it's written in ketchup.
Do you remember the early 2000s? It was just baby doll tees that just said slut.
Slut. Said slut in the back and or on the front and rhinestones, and on the back it would be like screen printed on 03, like a number that didn't mean anything.
Yeah, or like rhinestoned angel wings on the back.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I know your nickname is BB, Bethany, but the store that had your nickname was a terrible store.
Those tissue thin t-shirts that had like, I don't even know how to describe what the fabric was. It was see-through, but also kind of mottled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it was an irregular
like crinkly.
Print. Yeah, it was like crinkly. And then it would just rhinestones everywhere, but you better have some angel wings somewhere on that bitch.
And a little spaghetti strap, and that was your going out top.
That was your nice top. You'd wear it with your platform wedges.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
there you go.
And you wear it with your short shorts with the one tooth zipper, as we said last couple weeks ago.
R.I.P. the going out top. Do people even have that? Like, do young kids have, do kids in their early 20s have going out tops anymore?
I think they look just good all the time.
Yeah, fuck
and
them.
Can always go out. But it's also, I feel like things have gotten much more casual. So yeah. I think that anything can be a going out top. Whereas like in the late 90s, early 2000s, you weren't wearing yoga pants all the time. You weren't wearing athleisure.
No.
You were wearing your low-rise flare jeans, rhinestones everywhere. It looks like you got glue all over you and then fell into glitter.
I would always get my low-rise jeans at JCPenney. It's a good spot to buy them.
I got mine at the Buckle.
Ooh.
Because I loved to look as trashy as possible.
If we get invited to a frat party, what are we going to wear?
Kathleen, I have so many trucker hats. Can we do an episode where we dress in our leftover early 2000s gear?
Yeah, I have a trucker hat that I got from Urban Outfitters. So it's green with a big felt pink heart on the front of it. God, I love that. Sometimes I catch my mom wearing it.
Dude, they need to come back. I have an Ed Hardy glittery trucker hat. I also have hat that says
Ed
Barbie.
Ed Hardy, Bethany.
Yeah. Oh. Kathleen, here's why.
Oh, no.
Because Ed Hardy hats were expensive. They were like $40 to $60.
What?
And I really wanted one, but I couldn't afford it the entire time it was trendy. And so near the end of the trend, I finally saved up enough money to get one. And by the time I afforded it, it was no longer trendy. So I literally never wore it. But I still have it because I loved it so much. I still have it.
Wear it with your gauchos, please.
They make your butt look so good.